You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Wednesday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line, Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. It looks like the weather's going to get a little better. It's going to stay cool, Drew, but I'll bet farmers will be in the field sooner than later. Can they stay there?
Yeah, you know, I think they'll probably be able to be in there quite often. There's going to be some brief interruptions, but I think this next 10 days or so looks very good for Midwest field progress. Now, I say that knowing full well that we're going to have a couple of disturbances, the first one coming out across the region over the weekend, and we'll see quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity coming first from Kansas and working its way across Missouri, Illinois, and eventually into Michigan and Ohio. So that will occur over the weekend itself, and we'll probably see enough precipitation come out of that event that we'll be out of the fields for a day, maybe a day and a half. And the rain totals are probably run a quarter to three quarters of an inch. There could be something a little bit greater in a handful of counties scattered about, but I think for all practical purposes with temperatures probably in the 70s or maybe 60s and 70s through a big part of the late weekend and all of next week, that we should see a fair amount of drying behind the precipitation event. And our best drying conditions of all this first week of the outlook will occur during the work week next week, Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday, I guess, in the Western Belt, and probably into Friday in the East. So there'll be a few showers around, but it really is going to be a good opportunity. If we aren't making some substantial progress by this time next week, it'll be because something went wrong with the weather department, I think.
Speaking of things going wrong with the weather department, did you take a look back, I know you did, at the lows overnight in the Great Plains states, the hard red winter wheat growing regions earlier in the week to see if and where damage may have occurred?
Absolutely. It was a very cold morning yesterday across hard red winter wheat country, and there will be damage coming out of the region. There has been damage, I guess I should say. The problem is we don't know how to assess it in a complete manner until the harvest is in. And the interesting thing is that it's going to be very difficult to separate out the freeze from the drought damage and from the winter kill that occurred during the heart of winter. It's just going to be a little bit more injury. The area that was probably most vulnerable to losses were down in Texas, in the west central part of Texas. There's several counties there that are fairly important wheat producers, and the temperatures down there got into some upper teens and 20s yesterday morning, and that's just too darn cold. And the crops are further advanced down there in that area than in the rest of wheat country. So a little bit of loss there for sure. It may not be a huge number, but it's just one more tick against the crop with all the problems we've had so far this year.
Look around the other parts of the world. What do you see?
Well, in other places, things are really going very well. I think China is off to a roaring start this year. Their wheat and rapeseed are developing extremely well. The corn planting pace has got to be way ahead of itself. It's been so warm and so pleasant over there for the past two or three weeks that they should be way ahead of the game. India crops are doing okay. Looks like Australia's finally got back to a little dry weather mode. Now, they got some significant rain earlier this month than last, and help to improve the soil moisture for pre-planting needs in canola, wheat, and barley country. Planting season starts this week and will continue through June, so the next few weeks will be very important for that part of the world, especially since El Nino is breathing down their necks, and El Nino usually creates a drought in the eastern part of Australia.
Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated. That wraps up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.